B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing. Ahmad the Amazing today is going to teach us a little bit of a lesson about what happens when the sugar runs out. What happens when the Splenda packets are empty?
So me and Sugar Papa are done.
Okay, so you gotta, for people who have never heard anything about you, you're in an open relationship, and you are open to have a relationship with a sugar daddy.
I am.
And then you were receiving goods.
I feel like I'm on like Dateline or something, the way you guys are.
We're just trying to make it clear for people listening.
Are you receiving the sugar?
No.
Wait. Sugar is the money or the...
Oh, I think sugar's probably...
Sugar's the money.
Okay, yeah. Oh. So you're receiving the sugar.
Not enough.
Not enough sugar.
Not enough.
Oh.
Like, it was like too much half-stepping. Like, you don't want to pay all of the rent. You want to pay half. You say you're going to take me to IML to get a leather outfit. You only buy me the best.
You know, this is the problem with your generation.
you're just take. No, I get you, though. Because, let's be honest.
If you're going to be in that...
When you're a sugar baby... That means that you have sugar to provide, right?
Exactly.
And the sugar you're providing is worth a lot.
Exactly.
And so I do think it's worth more than half the rent and one leather vest.
Exactly.
I don't know what the going rates are for any of these things.
A lot higher than that. I can tell you that right now.
Not to be, you know, team sugar daddy here. But, you know, with inflation and everything.
Oh, please.
Okay, if you can't afford to have a sugar baby, then don't have one.
Mind you.
What if he's accustomed to the lifestyle?
Mind you, while we're talking, he buys a $3,000 dog. So you got the money.
Did you just snort?
Sniffled, sorry. But, yeah, like, you have the money and you're, like, tripping in half, Stefan. Mind you, he showed up to my house last week at 5 in the morning after I blocked him, like, right before I went into work.
Oh. So, like,
to talk?
I don't know. I guess I ignored him and hopped in my Uber.
So was he like, let me take you to work?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. What if he was going to tell you, I'm willing to give you more sugar?
At this point, I'm over it.
Oh.
Like, it's to the point where, like, he's getting more benefits. Like, we go out to dinner, and it's, like, obvious that, like, what the situation was, and he was, like, feeding off of, like, having, like, a young thing on his arm.
This is so fascinating.
Is it really?
As a person who's just in a regular monogamous relationship, the idea that this generation of sugar babies needs a lot. Like, look.
Asking for rent is like standard for
minimum.
A sugar baby.
Is it?
It's minimum. The minimum standard because...
See, I have no...
Moog.
No experience.
This isn't just sugar that Ahmad would give up. This is companionship and time and energy. I expect
so you
proper
need
compensation.
A full rent.
Right.
Yes.
To be the sugar...
Baby.
Yeah,
like, I'm just, like, at your house chilling. You don't, like, turn the TV on. You read the paper.
Oh, God. And like, and the sugar daddy thing implies that it's an older gentleman, right?
Oh, yeah, he was in his 60s.
So is this awkward? You're just sitting at his house? You're not even watching TV?
No, because I know how to work an older queen, but it's just, like...
Wow.
You know?
I just Owen Wilson.
Yeah, wow. Now, I've never been a sugar baby. But the conversation has been had.
Mm.
And I want to say I was 20. No, I was 19 during this conversation. Mm-hmm. I needed the money. Let me tell you that right now. And it was also a much older gentleman. I think he was around 69 years old. Mm. Yeah. And I'm just going to say the numbers because it was so long ago.
Yeah.
But the guy was like, listen, I'd be willing to give you $3,000 a month.
Mm.
And all you have to do is give me some sugar.
Mm, how often?
Once a week, only 3 weeks out of the month.
Oh, okay.
See, that's not a bad setup.
You get an off week.
Right, because time of the month.
Oh.
And I remember I'm sitting at the Starbucks. Oh, what a random and weird time for me. I was so young. Mind you, this is a decade ago. And yeah, I didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
Because every time I looked at him, and this is... I don't know, maybe shade, but he looked like Donald Trump. And I was like, I can't do this.
That doesn't get you all horned up?
Oh, no.
I was like, I can't do this.
You're fired.
Yeah, so I just never followed through or contacted him again. But those were the going rates in 2019.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
It's been 10 years.
There's been a pandemic. It has not been 10 years since 2019.
Oh. But, no, sorry. I was 19.
Oh, okay.
So it's been 10 years. Mm. Yeah.
You know what? Fascinating. I have never held a value as a sugar baby, apparently. I don't know that I would be comfortable in that situation.
It's just to the point where, like, I don't even need the money like that. Like, I have a good job. Like, if I was struggling like I used to be, I would have been like, oh, let me go over and eat unseasoned chicken and watch a Cubs game.
And maybe that's a euphemism. Home run?
Or it's too seasoned.
Point is.
Yeah.
We understand. I'm trying not to judge because you know what? I can't. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to judge, but you know what? I get no perks. I just have this job.
Well, you're married to a doctor. You get a lot of perks.
Yeah, I get it.
Get a lot of perks. Mm-hmm. See, all right. You're the sugar baby.
You know what? I guess
married.
So.
You are.
Yeah, to some degree, yeah. All right. Well, so it's over between you and the sugar daddy.
Shout out to Sugar Papa. I almost said his real name.
Ahmad the Amazing and the Sugar Papa are no more, so you're going to have to go back to just making your own money and paying your own rent.
Yeah, hey, I'm fine with that.
You've been doing that, though, right?
Period.
There you go. Hey, 877-591-9696. Call now if you want Ed Sheeran tickets. His Loop Tour, Soldier Field, June 27th. We want you to be there. You just got to play our game, Ed or another Red. We'll explain when we get you on the phone, all right? Again, 877-591-9696.